Simon Shin Gimel, Siv Chaf. Machaber discusses girls who had their ears pierced, and not ready to have earrings in their ears, but they would stick like a stick, like almost like a little wood chip in their ear, the whole certain clothes. We really have this nowadays also, that even before girls ready for regular earrings, sometimes they have their ears pierced, and they put something through the ears just to make sure the holes don't close. So is this considered a malbush or something like that you can go outside with on Shabbos, or is it a problem with carrying? So the Machaber says it's mutter to go out with this thing in the ear. Hagam, it's not jewelry in of itself, but it's there to protect the ear, it's a normal way, and that's not considered a maser, it's not considered carrying, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Mechaber says, who did the same thing, they can put threads through those holes in order to keep the holes open, as long as the threads are not colored. If the threads are colored and decorative, then it's a problem for all the halachas of the siman that were machmir with the jewelry, because they're afraid she might pull it out in order to show somebody. You know, it means pulling it out of the hole of the ear. We're still afraid she might pull out to show someone on the street and them carrying a dalad amos. Mishnah Berurah brings, and there's a tzad, from a strong tzad from the Magen Avraham, that there's only by, in the old days, a single girl would keep her ears uncovered. The married women, the way they covered their hair maybe, their ears were covered as well. Imagine the woman who covers her hair with a snood, and the ears are covered by it as well, in order to make sure the hair is covered. Or maybe it was for other reasons that they covered the ears, al tznias, the married woman. But in any case, since the married woman, her ears were covered, there's no kashash, she'll take, pull a thread out of the ear, and carry it to show to somebody, because the ears are covered anyway. However, Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Be'alach, and they explain, according to many Rishonim, even by a married woman, the chutn tzivum, the decorative threads are also. So it comes out, some of the wooden sticks are mutter, the strings are mutter, they're not decorative. If they are tzivum, if they are colored, they are decorative, it's also for sure by a single girl, and even by a married lady, and nowadays, it would typically be a married lady as well, the chaladeus, because married ladies don't generally have their ears covered when they go outside. Siv Chafalif, a lady could go outside, Ru'ula, that means she has something like draped over her whole body, except for her face, or possibly even except for her eyes, that is considered a malbush. Imagine like how Havdol the Muslim women go, that covering that they have over their entire body, that is considered a malbush, even though all it uncovers is the face or just the eyes, and you could go outside like that, she could go outside like that on Shabbos. Siv Chaf Beis, Mechaber discusses the case, it's not really relevant, I'm sure explains if it's to a man or a woman, the next couple of Sifim, some person wears a talus over them, in order to hold it down, to weigh it down, I guess that shouldn't fly off, they tie on one side, an egg is a nut, or an evan or a stone, at the miyachid, at the shtolavek for this, you know, usually a stone or an egg is a nut, or egg is, would not be muksa, but a stone generally would be muksa, and the egg is also, not exactly what the egg is was over here, but it might potentially be muksa. Still, if they are miyachid it before Shabbos, that this is what it's going to be used for, so then it's not going to be muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrayim, we're talking about a round stone, a certain type of stone that used to be used to tie onto the talus in order to use now as a weight, and therefore helps to miyachad it before Shabbos, for Shabbos, that this is what it's going to be used for. However, by a coin, there the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't help to miyachad it before Shabbos. The only way you'd be able to use it on Shabbos to weigh down the talus is if not you're miyachad it for Shabbos, but you actually tied it to the talus for Shabbos. Because the pool of the mice of tying it to the talus, that really makes it no longer muksa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're willing to miyachad this thing, la'olam, permanently to be used to weigh down talus and not to be used as a stone or as a coin anymore, so then it helps in all cases as long as you do that yuchad before Shabbos. We're discussing over here, you're miyachad only for 1 week, so there, by the stone, it does help. If it's a round stone, that's normal to sometimes be used for this. And by the coin, it doesn't help. Let's do the pa'ula of tying it to the talus before Shabbos. Siv Chaf Gimel, if a woman need an egos, a nut for her son, and she tied it to the talus in order to be able to carry it outside, to have it available for her son. So to Shabbos, it's usur. It looks like you're trying to carry, even though you tied it to the talus. To Karmelis, it's mutter. Siv Chaf Dalet, women will often wear, and there are some women nowadays who still have something that they wear for this, called the Evan Tekuma, something they would wear as a schooler during pregnancy, and they shouldn't have a miscarriage. In fact, women who are not pregnant yet would wear it because maybe they'll turn out they're pregnant and they didn't have the protection of the Evan Tekuma. Mishnah brings that some say it was like a small stone inside a big stone. That's how it was naturally, so to speak, from Bria Sa'olam. Imagine like a bell inside the outside. Maybe that's why the schooler got a pregnancy, just like the uber inside the mother's body. It's a small stone and a big stone. So a woman go outside with this Evan Tekuma on her on Shabbos because it was like a segula, something they knew that worked to prevent miscarriage. Even she's not pregnant yet, maybe she really is pregnant, she doesn't know yet. It's like kamiya mumcha, a skula, and therefore, since it was proven in those days, so therefore she could go outside with it on Shabbos, even into her Shrabim. And Mechaber says, even if you have a different stone or something else, that you weighed it, connected the Evet Dekuma, and it was naturally the same weight without you cutting or adding, it was naturally the same weight, that also has the same skula, that's also kamiya mumcha, and she go out with that on Shabbos as well.